This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's military conducted a missile strike that targeted a humanitarian area in the Gaza Strip, and authorities say dozens of Palestinians were killed and wounded. Details about the strike early Tuesday in the Mawasi coastal community that the Israel military has designated as a humanitarian zone were unclear. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the AP in an interview Monday that the UN is willing to monitor any ceasefire in Gaza. AP's Ed Donahue.
Guterres is demanding an end to the fighting.
I've never seen such a level of death and destruction as we are seeing in Gaza in the last few months.
But Guterres says it's unrealistic to think the UN could play a role in Gaza's future.
Of course, we would be ready to do whatever the international community asks for us. The question is whether the parties would accept it, and in particular, whether Israel would accept it.
Guterres says Israel is unlikely to accept a UN role. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his government have accused the UN of being anti-Israel. I'm Ed Donahue.
Meanwhile, commenting on world conflict control and repression Monday, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Chief Volker Turk said attention to human rights is the world's mainstay against unbridled power and towards greater justice and stability.
Speaking in Geneva at a meeting of the UN Human Rights Council Monday, Turk said it is common knowledge wars spill over and into future generations, fostering repeated cycles of hatred if their causes remain unaddressed. He said the world is currently at a fork in the road.
We can either continue on our current path, a treacherous new normal, and sleepwalk into a dystopian future, or we can wake up and turn things around for the better for humanity and the planet.
Turk said the world can and must reconnect with its common humanity. In other words, he said, we should choose to be guided by...
And this is VOA News. A senior Ukrainian official says Western partner countries must allow Ukraine to use weapons they've supplied to strike military warehouses inside Russia because of strong suspicions Iran has provided ballistic missiles for the Kremlin's war effort. Two people familiar with the matter told the Associated Press at the weekend that the United States has told its allies it believes Iran has sent short-range ballistic missiles to Russia for its war in Ukraine. Western countries supporting Ukraine have hesitated to let its military strike targets on Russian soil, fearing that they could be sucked into Europe's biggest conflict since World War II. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby said Monday Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro needs to release election data from July's disputed election to address global concerns about its validity.
What needs to happen next is Mr. Maduro needs to heed the call of the international community and, quite frankly, the Venezuelan people, and release the data so that the whole world can see what the Venezuelan people, who they voted for, and that their democratic aspirations are met.
And opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez has gone to Spain to seek asylum in the wake of the election. Venezuelan and Spanish officials said over the weekend after rising diplomatic tensions. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump will square off on Tuesday in the city of Philadelphia for their first presidential debate. And analysts say it could be decisive as they vie for the presidency. VOA's Anita Powell with more.
In the Republican corner, former President Donald Trump trying to reclaim the title after a four-year break. And in the Democrat corner, Vice President Kamala Harris, the rising challenger who has Americans wondering whether she can go the distance all the way to the Oval Office. Tuesday evening's presidential debate, with its glossy production values, pre-event taunts, and starkly different contenders, feels like a heavyweight bout. Trump's last debate ended with a knockout. Just weeks after President Joe Biden's lackluster late June debate performance against Trump, Biden announced he would not seek re-election. Now, with Harris just weeks into running as his replacement, she faces Trump on the debate stage. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
James Earl Jones overcame racial prejudice and a severe stutter to become a celebrated icon of stage and screen has died at the age of 93. His agent confirmed Jones died Monday morning at a home. Jones was a pioneering actor who eventually lent his deep, commanding voice to CNN, The Lion King, and Darth Vader. Working deep into his 80s, he won 2 Emmys, a Golden Globe, 2 Tonys, a Grammy, the National Medal of Arts, and more. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.